Mishnah Hey, this Mishnah sort of contrasts the law which we saw in the previous Mishnah. And the halacha is that although midaraisa, if water was heated up before Shabbos, then one is allowed to bathe in that water on Shabbos itself. Midrabbanon, so that you do not come to heat up the water on Shabbos itself, it is forbidden to even bathe in water on Shabbos, which was heated before Shabbos. The exception to that is water which is naturally hot, which comes from natural hot springs, because since a person doesn't heat that up, there's no concern that you're going to come and heat it up on Shabbos. Be as it may, the Mishnah tells us that Horeichet B'mei Ma'ara Uve Mei Taveria, one who does bathe himself in water of a cave, meaning not natural water, not naturally hot water, so water which you actually heated up before Shabbos, so ideally one cannot bathe in there, but we're discussing somebody who did, Uve Mei Taveria, or in the water of Taveria, where there are naturally hot springs, and where one is actually permitted, ideally even, to bathe in that water. When it's tapag, and then he dried himself. He used a towel to dry himself, and this is permitted on Shabbos, because although you're not generally allowed to wet clothes, or as we saw earlier on a couple of parakim ago, if you've got a dirty spot on a pillow, for example, you can't add water to it. Over here, we're using a towel. There's no dirt on the towel. You're just using it to dry something. And furthermore, we're not concerned that you'll come to squeeze the water out of the towel, although in general we are concerned of such things. The Chacham saw that they had to allow people to bathe on Shabbos. They couldn't really forbid all bathing, and if one bathes, then he also needs to dry himself. So they did not forbid drying oneself after bathing in these waters, but of course one does need to be careful that he does not squeeze the water out of the towel. Now in fact the Mishnah does tell us that afilu be'eser aluntiyos, even if he used 10 different towels to dry himself, meaning that each towel was still pretty much dry, they were only a little bit wet, lo yavim biyodai, he's not allowed to bring them in his hands on the way back from the bathhouse or from the springs, because if he carries them, then he might come to squeeze them. Ends of the Mishnah, but 10 people, mistamkin ba'aluntis achas, can dry themselves with one towel, pnei midim ragleim, their faces, their hands, their feet, and really their entire body. And in such a case of Mavino Sabiodon, they can bring that towel home with them, because if there are 10 people walking together with the towel, then it is far less likely that one of them will forget and squeeze the towel out with the water, because there are 9 other people there to remind him not to do so.